Welcome back to That 590 Show, right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio behind the microphones. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. J.J. Bailey from KMOV.com in studio with us. You can follow him on Twitter at the J.J. Bailey and, of course, read him at KMOV.com. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line, 855-282-8255. J.J., the Cardinals, they have a little bit of a tricky schedule coming up. They have three against the San Francisco 49ers. Giants this weekend.
I like their odds.
Yeah, I do too, actually. The Giants, not very good this year, but still the San Francisco Giants, they, yep. You know, they're always going to be a tough out. And then they go to Los Angeles for three games, then to Colorado for three games. Then they have the Dodgers here for a middle-of-the-week series next week.
Yeah.
And then they go to Chicago to take on the Cubs. So a little bit of a gauntlet they have to go through the next week and a half.
Yeah, and this will be a good test for kind of that thought that, like, this team appears to be on a roll. You know, they got a really tough run without many breaks. I mean, every one of those teams is very capable of taking the series. And they are going to have to prove that they can do it, you know, away from home against quality pitching, against quality offenses consistently. You know, it's, you take the Cubs at home, it looks good, you look strong, but you are playing at home. And you do have you luck into having John Lester when you just so happen to have one of the fastest teams that you've had put together in a while, makes you look a little bit more proficient. Now you got to go and you have to not only take that series from the Giants or take that series from the Dodgers, but you have to take the next one too and the one after that, because the Cubs aren't going to stay like this forever. You know, you need to build up as much of a cushion as you can in this division, because sooner or later you're going to have an injury or multiple injuries to a rotation, and now you're going to have to scrape together some innings and some wins, and you need to have some of those wins banked. And right now, if you can bank some of those against this run of opponents, it's very, very, very hard to, you know, dispute the fact that you're for real.
Surprised? Not surprised at the Cubs' struggles so far this year?
Not surprised.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, I had them picked to win the World Series. Or no, not to win the World Series. Excuse me. I didn't pick to win the division. I had the Dodgers pick to win the World Series. But you also knew you're looking at guys like Jake Arrieta, who couldn't possibly sustain that temperature forever.
Yes.
You had an offense with a lot of young guys that are prone to slip. You know, they stayed away from major injuries, apart from Kyle Schwarber getting hurt in the preseason. They stayed away from major injuries all year. You know, they had guys shouldering innings loads that they've never seen in their career, and they've just been chugging right along. You know, sooner or later, those things come back to get you. Everything goes back to the mean. You had young guys who, you know, knocked down their strikeout rates out of nowhere. Those strikeout rates are going to go back up. You're going to get bad contact. You're going to have bad outings. You're going to have guys like Kyle Hendricks who, you know, Kyle Hendricks, the god last year. I mean, there's no way, unless he's for real, there's no way you're getting another Cy Young performance from him. They're just getting a lot of normalizations all at once, and so they're going to pay that price.
And eventually, you know that John Lackey, Father Time is undefeated for a reason.
Yeah.
So you knew eventually that they were going to run him down as well. And here's another thing, too, and I talked about this before the season started with the Chicago Cubs. You have a very young team, and you have no idea how they're going to handle success.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever read Pat Riley's book, The Winner Within. If you have it, I cannot recommend it enough.
No, I'm not.
Pat Riley is my favorite sports figure of all time. And in that book, he talked about when he was coaching the Lakers, he was talking about the disease of me. He goes, after success, the disease of me can set in with a team where players become selfish with their fame, their money. I mean, basketball is different because baseball is an individual sport masquerading as a team sport. You're always going to get an at-bat. You know, in a basketball game, you may not always get the same amount of shots. For the baseball game, you're pretty much always going to get the same amount of bats. Maybe maybe the top six is going to have one more than the bottom three. But for the most part, you're always going to have the same number of at-bats. But he's talking about how, like, how sometimes teams can't handle success. And I'm wondering, maybe we're seeing a little bit of that with this Cubs team. Maybe they're having trouble adjusting to success.
Well, and in some ways, you can make the argument they're also having trouble adjusting to failure. Because a lot of these guys on this team, now not all of them, some of them were here for the dark ages, but a lot of these guys are part of teams that, if they weren't up and coming and a bunch of young guys with promise, they were really good competitive teams. You know, the Cubs have been pretty good now for 3 years, and some of these guys are facing their first season where they come out of the gate and they're not either A, the most exciting, or B, the most successful. And the Cardinals went through this a few years back too, when you had guys that have never been on not winning teams.
Yes.
And how you handle that, and how, you know, crazy Uncle Joe in the Winnebago, how he handles that is going to be indicative. You know, some of the shine of Joe Maddon really wore off during the World Series and has continued to wear off as the season has gone on.
Yeah.
Because he made tactical errors, bad decisions in the World Series, and dang near cost them a ring. And as we've come into this new season, people are kind of looking a little bit closer, and you're seeing a team that's struggling with the fact that they're struggling, and how they get out of this is gonna not only define the team, but the manager as well.
And another thing, that if you're this young, hot team who just won the World Series, you broke the curse of the Billy Goat,
yeah,
and now you're, I wouldn't say you're the consensus team to pick to win the World Series again this year, but you're a lot of people's pick to win the World Series
again.
Yeah,
you're certainly the Vegas favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you come out, and when the team's struggling, you're saying they're fatigued. That doesn't fly. That doesn't fly well, even though I think he was correct when he said it. That doesn't fly well with Joe Sixpack. They don't want to hear it.
No, it just looks like
a bad excuse.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that. You know, we were just too successful. That's why we're not successful now. Nobody cares.
We made too much money, and we got laid too much, and we drank too much champagne.
Tell you what, we'll give you 5 more wins this year, but you got to give back the ring.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a rationale that makes any sort of sense.
Come on, yeah. Who would get up in front of multiple people and make comments like, you're going to get sick of all the winning we do?
Yeah. Nobody. Nobody's going to get tired of that. But, I mean, I just think that that's going to be part of it as well, is that, and I said it before the season started, it's going to be starting pitching and whether or not this team can handle success.
Yeah, and Jake Arrieta, you know, not to take anything away from his run where he was one of the, you know, better pitchers that we'd seen in a while, he was not that beforehand. And he'd never weathered innings like that before, and he'd never pitched to that level before. So you had to ask yourself, just like when any hitter, you know, starts their career, starts a year batting 800, okay, which one of these is more true, that you are this guy forever and always, or maybe you're the other guy and this is just kind of an anomaly? And the truth is usually somewhere in between, but that means that you can't possibly be that guy with the, you know, 1.06 ERA. I mean, sooner or later, that has to normalize.
Looking around Major League Baseball, we talked a little bit about the Dodgers. Colorado Rockies are who the Cardinals will have to be playing pretty much, well, 1 week from now. To me, they're the surprise team in Major League Baseball.
I don't think
anybody really picked them to win the NL West. It was either going to be the Dodgers, as you said, you think they're going to win the World Series. People were either picking the Dodgers or they were picking the Giants. It was one or the other.
And the Rockies were certainly they were kind of a trendy, like, offbeat wild card team. You know, you like them for that second wild card spot, because they have a decent rotation captained by a guy who looks like an ace. They have tremendous talent in their lineup, and they have the benefit of playing 81 at Coors. So, you know, when you have an offense like that, you know, there was a Mark Saxon, writer for ESPN, once told me, if you look at the Rockies, you got to take 25% off all their numbers because of what Coors does.
Anytime you make a trade for a player for the Colorado Rockies, everybody says the same thing too. If you're taking an offensive player,
right?
Okay, but how are those numbers inflated because they play at Coors?
But the benefit, if you are the Rockies, is that 81 of those games are played at Coors, and those runs still count the same.
Absolutely.
And so they looked like a team that had a real shot at, you know, most people figured a second half run, but this is, they're showing a lot more aptitude early in the season and have it together and go in the right direction a lot earlier than a lot of people thought. That's going to be a really rough, rough run for the Cardinals, especially because no lead is safe, and right now you have only a few hands in the bullpen that you can trust.
And here's another thing, too. I have some friends who live in Colorado. They posted some pictures on Facebook today. Snow.
Oh, yeah. They woke up in Colorado, 24 inches of snow today.
Yeah, they woke up this morning, they stepped outside, and there's snow on the ground. I'm like, you can keep that stuff there.
I would, honestly, Boulder had like 4 inches. If I walked out on May 18th and saw 4 inches of snow on the ground, I would sell all of my possessions and move.
I'm convinced that you get brainwashed when you get a Denver, when you get a Colorado license, because all my friends who moved out there, if that happens in Missouri, you wake up and you are angry at the world that in the middle of May that there's that much snow.
Yeah.
They woke up and I got Snapchats today like, sweet, going to hit the slopes now today. It's going to be a great day with all this fresh powder. I'm like, I hate all of you.
But that's part of the reason why they moved out there, though, is because they're skiing and snowboarding.
But still, I'm now convinced you get brainwashed when you get a Colorado license, because that's the only way you could wake up to 24 inches in middle of May and with a smile on your face about it.
Well, and they'll be like, well, it's nice, though, because like during the day it gets up to like 60. And I'm like, right, but there's 2 feet of snow. It's like one of those things where like they're the only people in the world that think it's normal. It's like the people in commercials that sleep in the full like pajama, silk pajama suit, and like that's presented as the normal
way
people
like
sleep.
That? Yeah, who sleeps like that?
That's what Colorado
people
is.
People in Minnesota are like, you idiots. If we didn't have to deal with this, we wouldn't deal with it. People in Colorado are crazy. Everyone I know in Minnesota is okay, like, no, look, get me out of this state. This is hell on earth. Everyone in Colorado is
happy. The people in Colorado, look, they're high. That's the reason why they have legal weed there. They keep them happy about all the snow.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's beautiful.
They're like, look, we're losing too many residents. We got to keep them here with all this snow. Look, okay, free weed for everybody. So they just started handing out dime bags. And
unfortunately, based off the people I know in Colorado, I cannot refute this statement.
That's the only thing, right? You'd have to treat it somehow, because if I walked out here and there was a quarter inch of snow, I would have a meltdown.
I would too.
Oh, I would be on the news that night.
Yeah, I've never felt really the inclination to physically harm a person, but if I walk out in the middle of May and there's 2 feet of snow, that's going to be the closest I've ever come.
I'll just light the closest person on fire.
Honestly, I would expect it to start raining frogs next, because hell can't be too far behind.
Yeah.
The problem is, if it's the
18th of May and we're getting, you know, 4 inches of snow on the ground in St. Louis, I'd be like, okay, it's good.
Problem is,
where are the four horsemen? They got to be next.
Pretty sure all of us have a parent who grew up in Missouri who can probably attest to a time where they woke up on a May day with snow on the ground.
The latest I ever saw in the year where there was snow on the ground was April. And it was the weirdest damn thing.
Maybe
too,
just late April,
because still, there was green tree or green leaves on the trees, like not full blown, but you could tell there were leaves on the trees.
Yeah, it was.
And then there was snow on the ground. I'm like, is anybody else? I was going to a junior college, and I remember standing in the quad going, does this look weird to anybody else? Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, okay, there's green leaves on the trees and there's snow on the ground. I'm not talking like a trace. I'm talking like it covered the grass.
Yeah. Now imagine 2 more feet of that.
Yeah,
and then you're happening.
Now
that's happening in Colorado today.
No.
And imagine that you wake up, turn on SportsCenter, and you have to come to grips with the fact that, again, half of your sports teams are owned by Stan Kroenke, and suck.
That too. That's another reason for the weed. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Sean Rourke from NHL.com. Talk about the Eastern and Western Conference Finals in the NHL. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan. 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.